Keyshawn gets the ball and gives a call to the Hardline every Thursday afternoon at 6:10 to talk Cowboys football with Rhines and Grego. Weekly conversation with a Cowboys wideout is brought to you by Chicken Express, the North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 4:15. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the Hardline.
Well, Tim Kelleshaw, he gets on ESPN, just goes with a wild and crazy haircut.
Well, he did, didn't he?
That's the wackiest haircut.
Got it all standing up straight and parted down the middle and everything. Looks like he's got fins. Got a flat top with fins almost. Anyway, don't forget, Cowboy Talk will be coming up at 4:30 today for those of you who wish to hear Cowboy Talk. That's just a few minutes away, so just hold your little wee-wees
a few minutes more. Did you ever read Schropp's book, The Ice Bowl?
Yeah.
I just read that.
Good, isn't it?
What a great book. Do you remember when that stripper showed up at the Cotton Bowl? Was that as big a news as it?
Bubbles Cash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was huge news?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time Bubbles Cash would make her appearance at a Cowboy game, and she was there at just about every one, she would always pick a moment in the second quarter to make her way to her seat. But, yeah, it drew the attention of everybody. Everything pretty much would stop down in the stands.
Schropp may be the greatest sports writer there is. That book was so good.
See, I love Schropp because he remembers stuff like that.
God, that's a good book.
Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Rangers and the Angels tonight out at the Temple. And Texas Tickets has wonderful seats for that. Seats down close for that game. All Cowboys games, all concerts, and tickets to see the Little Mavericks are available now at Texas Tickets. And I'm in good seats.
It's going to be a hot ticket this year.
Oh, very hot.
The revamped Mavericks could be their year.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who we are really looking forward to seeing him in that snake wear. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Hello. Well, we played the new U2 a couple days ago. Grego, I'm sorry you had to miss that. Maybe we'll replay it because I got a lot of requests to play it again, even though it's getting massive radio play. And they say that song Vertigo will be in the top 20 this week, even though it's only gotten like 2 days of radio play. I think we're the first station in the United States to actually play it.
Ticket, were we?
Number one. We're on the cutting edge.
Yeah, we are, of everything.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, but I lie a lot. Now, the REM record comes out here in a week, I believe, October the 4th. And we have got a copy of that.
Wow.
And I don't know what the new single is, and I've only listened to one song. It's the lead track on the album called Leaving New York.
Mm-hmm.
And to
me,
it's
the album title, Leaving New York?
No, it's the lead cut.
Oh, okay.
The album's called Into the Sun, I think, or something, The Sun. The Sun is Good. Hot Sun.
I think guns are good.
The sun is bright. The title of the album is I Think Guns Are Good.
It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
But this song, Leaving New York, I thought was okay. So I thought we would play it. This is brand new REM.
Brilliant night, I'm still awake.
bad.
All right, let me ask you music.
Very produced.
But that, good. That was a question I was going to ask. You music experts. Did that seem like real overproduced, real Phil Spector, just throwing everything against the wall?
I don't know. Was there a lot of crap in there that...
Well, there's a little bit more than is normally in an R.E.M. record, but it's good.
I like it.
It's good. There's nothing wrong with it.
I thought the melody was the exact same for Mandy, are you goofing on Elvis? Did it sound like that, kind of?
No, not really.
Not really. I'm going to have to turn that TV off.
What, hot chicks?
No, I just can't look at Tim Cowshaw on that hair.
What did he do to his
hair? That's just really bothering me. Turn it off.
It's distracting me. You like that, Danny?
Even his hair is
distracting. Yeah, stylist has gotten a hold of him.
Well, they have, haven't they? Look at that.
He's on TV now.
It sounds big. Big and produced, but...
That's okay.
It's but good. It does nothing for you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'd like to hear the rest of the album.
I'll buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Unfairly, they're compared.
You ain't bought an album in 5 years.
Are you out of your mind?
You get them free, don't you?
No.
I thought you got them free.
Why would I get albums
There's
free?
No way I'd ever buy one. I guarantee you that.
We don't get albums free up here. We'll get, like,
the
singles
hammer.
For free. Oh. They'll send up the single, but who wants a single?
Just steal it off
How'd
the
you
internet?
Get that song? Internet? Internet.com?
Yeah, on the internet. Internet.org. Mm. FreeREM.com.
Aren't they one of the groups that are real pissed that people download music?
I think all bands are probably pissed except for Widespread and the Dead.
No, they're not.
REM, unfairly, is always compared to
Petty
YouTube.
Petty doesn't seem to care too much about it.
So, I think it's a great thing.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just Don Henley and Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, on the other hand, Don Henley and Sheryl Crow are.
Yeah.
And the dude from Metallica.
Yeah, that guy's real
Lars
pissed.
Dude.
The tennis player.
Yeah.
Whew.
He got all red-ass about it.
A weird scene happening at the filming of the Johnny Cash movie.
Is this playing Johnny Cash?
Joaquin Phoenix.
I don't see that.
He freaked out on set. You will see it once you see him. He looks just like him,
really?
A young Johnny Cash. And you got to go see it because your girl's playing, what's her name?
June Carter.
Reese Witherspoon.
Speaking of that, there's another movie out where Neve Campbell gets completely naked.
Yeah, full
totally,
frontal.
Totally nude.
Totally?
Yes.
Totally nude out.
Totally?
I'm
Neve
going to
Campbell
totally as soon as
not
I feel
that great.
She was great on Party of Five before she got all skinny.
She was pretty good.
Great in Wild Things, too.
Yeah, but look at who she was compared to. Sorry. Look who she was up against.
Who?
She was in that naked scene. It was her and Charlie Sheen's wife, who is
Denise Richards.
Perfect.
Well, so she's had a kid, too.
One of the most underrated movies ever.
Wild Things?
Yeah.
It was good.
A great movie with a crazy ending trapped in a horrible script.
Except we had to see Kevin Bacon's dong. I didn't really need to see that.
His dong.
Right, Greg.
Right.
The gratuitous dong
His what?
Shot.
And it wasn't His like dong. It wasn't like that he really had something to really be proud of.
Well, it was just a dong. Well, you just didn't need to see it.
I mean, it wasn't like he's John Holmes walking out there.
Is that the only way you'd show it?
Yeah.
It is.
And then if I was like John Holmes, I'd never wear pants.
God, I wish you were.
I do, too. That'd be so great to see you get off the elevator. And
just in a shirt.
Right. Hi, Dan.
A real nice
hey,
starter shirt.
Going,
tucked into a belt and no pants.
You'll notice my wiener in my pocket? That's the way it'd be, I guarantee you.
Anyway,
no need to wear them.
Anyway, Joaquin Phoenix, he freaked out at the end of the filming. Now, there's a scene. I didn't know this story. Johnny Cash's younger brother, Jack, had a really terrible death. You guys know about this?
No, I never knew he had a brother. I saw this story.
He died.
I didn't know anything about any of this until I read the story.
He died in an electrical tool accident. And I don't know the specifics of it.
He was run over by a shredder.
What? That's the electrical tool they're talking about?
Are you making that up?
A Look paper shredder?
Of course he is.
You didn't hear the initial.
What the hell's a shredder?
Yeah, I'm thinking of like some sort of big cotton ginny type thing.
I was thinking something
Look
like Fargo.
Look at that.
What's old and grouchy and turns bright red? Mr. Tomato Head.
Look at how red his head is.
He looks just like the t-shirt.
He does.
My wife had that on the other day.
I don't wear that because it creeps me out.
T-Bar, every time I see T-Bar, he's got it on.
The Mr. Tomato Head
that's the,
shirt?
That's the only t-shirt that T-Bar owns. I'm going to get him a new t-shirt. That's the only one that he wears.
I don't like looking at old red-faced Reiner. No, he didn't get run over by a shredder. It didn't even make sense, but I believe
it. I was
like,
such
what?
Thing as a shredder. It's kind of like you got a big, giant paper shredder.
I picture
right.
Like in Fargo when he's...
The wood, a wood chipper.
I know, like Stephen Steve, you see
me. You know what, Ron? I think you were trying to say thrasher.
What's a thrasher?
No, I said what I meant, no, and I meant what I said.
I think you meant...
He meant a combine.
Yeah, like a thrasher.
No, I meant a shredder.
You don't even know what that is.
Well, no
you,
one
well,
does.
First of all, shredders don't run over.
That
was
right.
Don't roll.
No one's driving one.
Excuse that me, was I the whole idea. Shredder. I just wanted to just throw it out there and see what you guys went to.
Well, I believed it. What? Really?
Oh my
cool.
God.
So anyway, he dies of this, and so Joaquin's...
A shredder, right?
Yeah, shredder death. And Joaquin's having to film this. Well, you know about Joaquin's brother, River, who died at the Viper Room.
Of a shredder.
When Joaquin was out there. No, he died of a speedball.
He had a shot of a shredder.
Yeah. And so I don't know if Joaquin was actually there, but Joaquin, when his brother died, but Joaquin freaked out during this death because it reminded him of his brother. And so Joaquin starts, right in the middle of the scene, turns around and starts banging his head against a wall over and over and starts bawling during the middle of this scene.
While filming is going on.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, here's a question.
Will we ever see outtakes of that?
I was about to bring that up.
They're probably going
to
keep it in, aren't they?
Do you think at the end of the day they take those dailies and all those people get back there and go, look at this idiot.
I know.
Look at this.
I know.
That's sad, though, kind of. If it reminded him of his brother, he kind of had a flashback. I feel sorry for him.
Now, people are saying that he had a flat-out breakdown. And that there are rumors that the film's location may have to switch from Memphis to Hollywood to make Phoenix more comfortable. But his publicist is denying
it. Well, it seems like it'd be the other way around. Somebody could want to be out of Hollywood because that's where his brother lived and died.
Well, that's true. He just wants to go home, though. And, you know what?
God, he's probably staying in the Peabody, one of the greatest hotels ever.
Probably so.
Getting to see the Ducks every day.
We got to go. That's it, man.
Why?
Because it's cowboy time.
So
actually, Big Dick just called and said that Joaquin was the one that made the 911 call when his brother OD'd.
There?
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, okay. Maybe it justifies.
Well, you know what?
Banging
when
the
you
head through the wall.
When you take coke and you take heroin
and you mix it,
and you
a
mix
needle
it together
with booze,
and then you drink and you get out there and dance, and then you inject that in your veins, you might die.
I think it was the dancing, probably, Greg, that killed him.
I do, too.
Well, you know he was
real hard.
There.
I think everyone at the Viper Room was doing this. Just real casual. All right, got to go.
That's it? We don't even get
Take
the story
care,
of the new Paris Hilton sex tape?
Tomorrow, man. Or maybe in community...
Tomorrow?
Maybe in community quick hits, we'll do that.
God. We had two stories today.
Yeah, it's 4:30.
We don't need you telling us what time it is.
I don't want to be yelled at for missing cowboy talk.
Two stories we get today.
I've got to go turn that TV off, Ron. I can't take Tim Cowshaw there.
He'll be gone in a few minutes. All right, the Cowboys with a very, very satisfying win last night. We'll get to that next.